Hey, everybody. Rex Bear Leak Project reporting to you live in a garage down by the river. Hope you're having a fantastic day today. We have Bob Gilpatrick with us, and we're going to talk about med beds and blue zones. What are blue zones? Bob's going to tell you. I haven't heard that term before. It's quite fascinating. You know, it's interesting, folks, because it seems like in the world we live in today, especially if you live here in the United States of America, the media bombards us with these big pharma commercials, and they always make people look so depressed. But then when they start taking their pharma, they're super happy, right? They can do anything, it seems like, with the happy music. And then they've got all the disclaimers about the side effects. And I just think to myself, is it really like this in other places? I mean, if we were to go to Poland, for example, I saw this really funny commercial. It was a vodka commercial of all commercials. And Poland said something like, it's not the food. We have thousands of people that are over 100 years old here. And I thought to myself, you know, it's kind of funny. They were poking fun a bit. Obviously, it's not the vodka that's helping people live to be 100 years old. But what does give somebody the chance to live to be 100? And not just live to be 100, but live to be 100 in a healthy fashion. I saw a news article a few days ago. I sent it to my dad because he's a major cyclist and he's about 70. And this guy that was in the article was 85 and he's riding his bike every day and he broke some records or something. And you look at the photo of the guy, he's 85 and he looks like he's 55. He looks great. I mean, he's in, you know, he just looks healthy. And well, biking's a pretty fun thing to do. Biking seems to keep people in a state of motion, and it's not as hard on the joints. But then I was like, collagen is really good for recovery. I've been taking collagen now for a couple of years, and I just ordered some through you guys. I'm really looking forward to trying your formula because collagen is one of the most abundant proteins in the body. And after the age of 20, your body starts to produce less. So if you can replace that collagen, that abundant protein, it's greater for recovery times. It's also good for your skin and your joints and stuff. But Bob works on these special formulas that are exceptional for the quality and well-being and overall health. So I take this stuff called Gladiator Barley religiously, and I absolutely love this stuff. If I was given like one product to take and say that's all you can take as far as a supplement goes, it would probably be the Gladiator Barley. And for people that are looking for recovery time, I would put the collagen on there with it and some vitamin C. But there's some incredible opportunities right now. If you go to boomerboost.com, use the code REX20. This is a limited time code. You're going to get 20% off. 20% off. So that's a pretty solid discount. Bob, how the heck are you? Tell us about these med beds and tell us about this discount, man. This is awesome.
Yeah, yes. Hi, Rex.
Hey.
So I'm not in a garage down by the river, but I am in an office on Central Avenue in St. Petersburg, Florida. And this is where our headquarters is, where our fulfillment center is, where we mail out all of our packages from, and where the staff is. With the exception of some of them that work from home, they actually live right here in the county, but they work from home and our phones are all tied in. And you were talking about the 85-year-old. We have two men. So today's the 15th. Yesterday, Gene, who works for us full-time, turned 86 years old. And they call him Gene the Dancing Machine because after he's done working for us all day, he goes out dancing with his wife every night, and he's been using our nutrition products for about 8 years. So he's as healthy as that 30-year-old that's going on 87 now. And on the 10th of August, Jim Lee, who works for us 3 days a week, he turned 87 years old. And he's the one that does all the outbound calls to check up on people to make sure they're taking the products correctly, to see if they need anything. And so he gets up in the morning, 3 days a week, and all day long, he dials the phone, talks to every one of our customers as much as he can. We have also three women that work on the phones for us. Two of them are in their 70s. One of them's in her 60s. And one works full-time, the other two work part-time. And so at Boomers Forever Young, we say middle age starts at 85. And we asked both Gene and Jim if when they turned 85, if they'd begin to start to act more maturely. And so far they've refused.
Did they buy a Corvette?
No, they didn't buy a Corvette. One of them decided to downsize because he lives in this big house with a swimming pool, and he owned a condo that he was renting out. When the renter left, he's like, all right, finally, we'll move into the condo and rent out the house, you know. But nice. He said he's got, he bought it in the 1960s. So he's got a lot of junk to put out in the yard for sale. But this is the reality, Rex. People in their late 80s can be extremely healthy. That's the difference between a health span and a lifespan. So the median maximum lifespan for people is about 85, meaning if you never get sick, you'll die of old age when you're 85 on average. The actual lifespan is in the mid 70s, okay? But if you never get sick, you'll live to about 85. But there's quite a few things you can do to push that out beyond 95 and into the 100s, as the people in blue zones live to be. So far they've identified these five places they call blue zones, where there are small communities where people live to be 100 and they're super healthy, you know, while they're 100 years old. And there's one of them's in Italy, one of them's in Japan, another is in Costa Rica, where I just got back from, another one in Greece, and there's one in the United States in Loma Linda, California. And that has a religious community there that practices good eating habits and spirituality, and they live to be very old, and it's kind of spread to the whole rest of the area, even though they're not part of that Christian religion that these people are part of. And so it's very interesting what it is that seems to be commonalities of the people in these blue zones, and we'll go over that. But, you know, as compared to med beds that we've talked about before, the med beds really are working. Their development of them is to use pulsed electromagnetic fields, photobiomodulation, and other high-tech technologies to reset your cellular health, you know, back to a younger age. And there is a website, medbeds.com, people can go to, but it's not really a bed you can go and lie in. It's more of a remote energetic thing. And so, to the best of our knowledge, there isn't a place yet where you can actually go and lie in a med bed and de-age or heal something or regrow an amputated limb. It's still in the future. We're not sure when, but there are a lot of things that you can do that are similar to med bed technology that's available right now. And we can also learn from the people that live in those blue zones.
Right. And there have been a multitude of articles recently about how scientists are attempting to reverse aging. You know, some article headlines make claims that they're just a few steps away or they're almost there. Some of them even make claims. Obviously, these are claims, but they say, oh, we've figured out how to reverse aging. And I find that very, you know, highly suspect. However, it is interesting when we see reports of these people that have tens of millions of dollars that are, you know, spending millions of dollars a year to reverse age, or at least what looks like reverse aging. Yeah. And it does seem like these technologies are getting really close. The singularity, as an example, we're supposed to reach the singularity by approximately 2030, 2035. That number changes a little bit. I think at one point Ray Kurzweil said 2040 or 2045. But man, these technologies are getting so advanced. I was reading about nano-sized robots that can use DNA for building blocks just a couple of days ago. So yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that too. And there are things, you know, like with the blue zones, what we find the people are doing there is not technology. Now, we, as people that don't live in a blue zone, can't necessarily do everything that they're doing because their lives are a lot more simple. But we can learn some things from them, and we can identify the technologies that already exist. So, for example, the issue with collagen, right? So collagen's by far the most prominent protein in the human body. The human body is a protein making machine, and we have a code in our DNA for over 100,000 different proteins that make up our body. And some of them are collagen. And collagen, the different types of collagen make up most of the protein in the human body. So collagen is crucial for your connective tissue, for muscle, for your hair, your nails, your skin, which is the biggest organ in your body. And we have a code for making collagen in our DNA, but as we age, we make less. So you have to have a way to do this. So one of the things that we did, Rex, is knowing the biosynthesis of collagen, meaning how is collagen actually created inside your cell with the instruction from your DNA, is we know that you have to have the peptides, which are the smaller components of collagen. You have to have various ones, and you have to have vitamin C, and you have to have what are called metabolic enzymes. And metabolic enzymes are enzymes that act like glue, that glue the peptides together to make collagen. So what we have a combo product, peptides, our barley product, and vitamin C together in one kit. And if you find it on our website, it's easy to do, because when you go there, you just click on products and then click on products on sale, and it's the first thing that pops up. It's called the skin, hair, and joint health complex. And so you can easily find that, and that's the best to be able to make collagen. So if you scroll down, Rex, if you're under on sale, you want to click on all products and then on sale on the bottom of that list. There you go. And then scroll down. It's the one on the left, skin, hair, nail, and joint health combo. Right. So that's that combo I'm talking about. No one else has ever put together a combo like this, Rex. And the reason is they don't have the metabolic enzymes that are necessary to glue those peptides together. So when you see collagen peptides, that's not collagen protein. Those are the building blocks of protein, and you have to assemble them into collagen. And the way it happens is you have metabolic enzymes that act like glue, and the vitamin C helps facilitate the whole pathway. And you'll be able to make an abundant amount of collagen using this combo. You can also do it, you can use the Gladiator barley also, Rex. The same enzymes are in Gladiator barley, right? So that's one real important way for people to live a healthy life, because as you age, you make less and less and less collagen, and your whole body starts to break down, including your skin. Your outside skin is what's visible, but it's also your muscle wasting. As you age, you start to lose muscle weight slowly over time, and then it accelerates as you get older. By the time somebody is 80 years old, less than half the muscle they had when they were young. And that's what causes people to die at age 85. They get their muscles waste away so much, they can no longer support their immune system, their bones, their skin, and they end up dying of old age prematurely, right? Because if you take the right nutritional supplements and you move, as Rex was saying, you will actually, you'll actually live much longer than that median maximum lifespan. And you can see the extreme, Rex, as to what happens for somebody. If you go back to our homepage and scroll down, you'll see a picture of a man who's a swimmer who uses our nutrition products. And he's a physiatrist. He's a medical doctor. And I think you may have passed it, Rex. Go back up a little more slowly. Keep going. Right there, click on the left one on the left called Gregory Gerber. And see if that activates. If it doesn't, just look at that circle and enlarge that. You can see this man, okay? He's 70 years old, all right? He's a physiatrist, which is a physical medicine doctor, and he's a competitive long-distance ocean swimmer, All right. And he's maintaining his muscle as he ages. This man is not losing muscle weight. And he should have already lost probably a third of his muscle weight at that age. But he's been using our Gladiator barley for quite a long time and swears by it. And that's what can happen. You know, med beds will be great. Med beds are a great concept. But in the meantime, maintain your muscle weight and build collagen so that your skin, your hair, your joints, you know, stay intact. Now, what else, Rex, from the Blue Zones did they say was a good idea? Okay, well, one of them was actually about knowing your purpose. And they found that people in Blue Zones were very purpose-driven. They had a reason to get up in the morning, and they had a purpose for their life. And they also maintained really good relationships. They tend to live in faith-based communities, and they were really good at maintaining relationships with their family and their friends. And a lot of them would be people who would get up in the morning, would head off to work. Regardless of their age, they stayed active and engaged. They would go down to the market. They would still walk back and forth or ride their bicycles. And everybody knew them in town. They knew everybody in town. And they were really good at getting along with people. They also ate their food mostly before 6 o'clock at night, where they would eat their largest meal of the day would be a meal that they would have at lunchtime. They would eat a light dinner, and after 6 o'clock, they wouldn't eat any more food. And this was really important, and people can do that now too. This is what, you know, people refer to as intermittent fasting. And so it's a good idea to try it for yourself. Finish your dinner at six. And I'm not saying don't eat anything between 6 and 10 or 11, whenever you go to bed. What's advisable by some of the scientists that teach intermittent fasting is they say eat a little bit of chocolate before you, if you're craving something at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, eat just a small amount of chocolate. It's very satisfying, and it doesn't make it seem quite like you're totally depriving yourself, and it makes it easier to stick with the intermittent fasting. Okay? The other thing is they have people in the Blue Zones tend to be really good at managing stress. And things would happen that would create stress, but they seem to be good at being resilient, to bouncing back to where they were before, whether it was a death in the family or something else that created trauma. They were very good at bouncing back. And we know, Rex, that we can do that also just as well as those people can by a couple of different techniques. One of them is called Inner Balance, which is from the HeartMath company, where they have a device that helps you develop resiliency. It's very inexpensive, extremely effective. And also for anything that happens that's traumatic, we know that there's a technique called havening that is a tremendous advantage for people that have experienced trauma that want to be able to bounce back and not have that trauma be a constant lingering thing that is going to affect them. And people can learn how to do that technique havening very quickly and easily from our website, Rex, which once they get there, just click on the podcasts and blogs. And there's a podcast on havening, the power of touch. There's also an interview with a havening expert that went on for actually a couple of hours. So click on podcasts at the top, Rex. Right. And so you'll see how havening works with Hilary Russo and Hug It Out with Hilary Russo. She's an expert in havening, and she's really cool. She'll actually do for anybody that's listening, Rex, if they want to talk to her. If you go into that whole podcast, you can see how to reach her, and she'll do a free 15-minute session with people that hear about her on this show. And we have another podcast there. It's called Havening, the Power of Touch, which is me demonstrating how to do havening to really, you know, eliminate the issues that you might be having with trauma. All right. So you know, that's the one there that, and there's a whole blog post with that too. So the blog post is basically a written rendering, but this is one you want to watch, Rex, because it's a demonstration of how to move your hands together, how to rub your arms, the phrases that you use in order to create this effect of havening. Now, you know, Rex, you mentioned about the people in Poland and talking about vodka, and I can tell you from firsthand that it's not the vodka, unless they're drinking very moderately, like one a day or two a day. But I used to travel to Russia quite a bit. And one of the reasons the people in Russia, particularly the men, died very young, like in their 40s, was from drinking too much vodka. So that there's a very low life expectancy in Russia. I don't know so much about Poland. I've never been to Poland, but it's clearly a thing about moderation. But in the blue zones, people drink wine. In Greece and Italy, they drink wine, and they drink it in moderation. They drink really good wine in moderation, and it tends to be organic. There's no pesticides in it. There's no GMOs. And so they're drinking what is considered to be healthy wine.
What do you real quick, Bob? I've been I keep track of the labels more than Kristen does, and sometimes she'll bring home some food and I'll look at the labels on it and it'll say bioengineered ingredients at the very bottom, and then I say I'm not eating that. But what are your thoughts on the bioengineered ingredients label?
Yeah, so it depends. There are certain states that are required to indicate that, all right? And bioengineered can mean many things. It can mean that it's actually a genetically modified organism, right? Or it could be that it's been crossbred, plants that have been crossbred. Now, that can also be a really bad thing because, for example, the barley that we sell is pure. It's a pure barley, meaning it's never been altered. It's never been bioengineered. And that's a good thing because in about 1940 is when they started developing agricultural techniques where they would merge different types of barley and wheat and other grains together through engineering. And they did it in order to help with the germination percentage. So not all seeds will germinate, but they figured out that if they merge these different types of barley together, they could get a high rate of germination. But unfortunately, it also engineered most of the protein and peptides and amino acids out of that product. So regular barley that you get that's not heirloom barley is going to have very little nutritional value. But if you can get heirloom barley, and in our case, the Gladiator barley, which is an ancient seed. Heirloom means before 1940, but also there are ancient seed lines that have been kept alive and are able to be germinated. And now there are many hundreds of acres of these ancient seed lines that are being, the seeds are being planted. They're growing twice as high as other barley that people were experiencing, and that the genetic expression has been developed tremendously, where even the Gladiator at the time of the barley at the time of the Gladiators did not have the nutritional value than the barley we have now, because the science of agriculture, meaning organic fertilizers, how to get the most worms in the soil, how to get the most bacteria in the soil. They also discovered that most of the nitrogen that's providing the growth for a plant is actually coming from the air, not the soil. And so they figured out that it's bacteria that's clinging to the surface of the grass is fixating nitrogen out of the air and making the plant grow. And so with that knowledge now, what our scientists do is they spray their fields with probiotics, good bacteria, that they spray in a liquid onto the fields, and the barley absorbs more and more nitrogen from the air. And the, as the plant grows, the roots spread out and it draws more nutrients from the soil. And so now you have this genetic expression with that technique. It opened up genes that were in the barley seeds that had never been expressed before, to the best of our knowledge. And now you see these types of barley plants are growing that have way more seeds on the plant as it's time for harvest, because they opened up a new genetic expression. And so now, was that bioengineered? Kind of, but in a very, very positive way, whereas bioengineering the protein out of barley was not a good idea. What they should have focused on, which is what our scientists did, is how do I germinate the seeds that have the really good quality nutrients? And so that's what he figured out how to do. And when he brings his seeds into the processing plant, what he's been able to do, Rex, is sort out all the seeds that are never going to germinate. They're dead seeds and they have gluten in them, right? And so he separates those seeds out with a density alteration process. And so now he only has seeds that are going to germinate, and he has a technology that he won't tell anybody what it is. And he's able to sprout every one of those seeds all at the same time within 2 minutes of each other. And then what happens is those really good seeds, some of them before they get sprouted are pulled off of the density alteration process, and those seeds get planted the next year. And so now you have all good seeds that were not dead seeds that are being planted. And as the years go by, it makes it easier and easier and easier to sprout those seeds, to germinate the seeds. And it's been years now that we've been selling this for 11 years. So now it's very advanced and extremely, extremely nutritious. And so those are the types of products that people should be looking for, is the ones that are on the positive side of bioengineering and not on the side of engineering for convenience of sprouting or resistance to pesticides or that type of thing. Because there are no pesticides sprayed in these fields in northern Canada where we grow our barley, because there's no need for it. The plant is so healthy that no pests can actually affect it.
Now that's cool. And I'm glad you brought that up, and thank you for explaining that.
I went to the conference in Costa Rica, which gave me the idea to talk about the Blue Zones, which I'd known about before, but I was at the Optimal Longevity Academy in Costa Rica. And on my way back, I was in the airport and I saw this kiosk said Blue Zones. And I was like, hey, that can't be what I think it is. Why would somebody have a storefront in the airport? And sure enough, I went over there and Dan Buettner was selling his books about Blue Zones. He's the one that writes all the best-selling books about it. And he wasn't there himself, but they're also selling coffees and teas and stuff that were Blue Zone type teas. And so we got inspired from that and started making some Blue Zone friendly recipes. And so people can find recipes on our website, where if you go to the podcast and blog section and go to the bottom of that drop-down menu, there'll be a thing on recipes and you can see some Blue Zone friendly recipes. And so while I was there, you know, at the Optimal Longevity Academy, we learned about a lot of new technologies, but nothing was more important, according to these doctors, than sleep. Yeah, so I'll show them to you, Rex. Do you see recipes, the third one down? Yeah, you see the spanakopita and the Greek style lemon? Those are Blue Zone friendly recipes. This is the type of food that they eat in the Blue Zones. So anyway,
where's all the processed ingredients and all the food colorants?
Oh yeah, we need that. We left that out. I'll have to talk to Christina and get her to add some of that in.
You know, when you first said when you first said Blue Zones, Bob, at the beginning, I'm thinking Blue Zones. Is he talking like political? So, folks, we're not talking about anything political when he's referring to the Blue Zones. This is just certain areas where. So, can you describe the Blue Zones a little bit more to us, also, Bob?
Yes. So, it's been known for quite a long time that there are pockets of the population around the world where people tend to live to be very old and healthy as they're aging. And so there's been people that have gone to visit and to try to find out why it is, including Dan Buettner, who seems to be the most prolific researcher of the group. And he's gone to see the Blue Zones and to live with the people there for a period of time and to write books so that other people can learn about them. And he's, you know, his website, Dan's website is very informative. He has interviews with the people there that he's put the videos up on his site and all like that. And he actually, you can go through classes and courses where he'll guide you along to do that. And he also consults to cities, Rex, where he'll go to a city, you know, like Fort Worth, Texas, and work with the government officials and the NGOs and to help to try to make the city, the whole population of the city, healthier. And it actually works. And they save tons of money on health insurance premiums and the like. So he's a very active proponent of this. But one of the main things when I was at the Optimal Longevity Academy that the physicians and the instructors there talked about was a few things. One was sleep and the other was inflammation. And when you look at what it is that's causing people to age, including the muscle wasting aspect, it's related to inflammation. So people in general have varying rates of inflammation. And some of it is due to people that have diabetes. Some of it is due to really bad diets, which lead to people getting diabetes. And you can measure your rate of inflammation, which is the main biomarker that the life insurance companies use to try to figure out how long you're going to live. And they know, the life insurance companies know within 3 months when you're going to die, based on the biomarkers they collect during your examination and your blood work. And so the main one is called CRP, C-reactive protein. It is a protein that's created in your liver in response to inflammation, and they use it to figure out how fast you're burning yourself up and when you're going to die. Now, you can endeavor to get that down. That number on average is a 3. People with diabetes, it's more like 5 or 6. Okay? So that's why they don't live as long as people that don't have diabetes. And so, but you can get that number down by taking in the right antioxidants. And that was a huge part. It was, in fact, the whole theme of this particular conference in Costa Rica was about inflammation and how do you get it down. And we know from experience that when you take our nutrition products, your inflammation is going to go down dramatically. And I'm not talking by a percentage. I'm talking by factors, meaning if yours is a 3 when you start, you can get it down to a 0.3. You can knock it down by 10 times. And human beings are burning themselves up like a log in a fire. And over time, the log burns up and all that's left is smoke and ash, right? But some logs burn way faster than others. If you have a dried out piece of poplar and you chop it up and put it into the fireplace and open up the flue and hit it with the bellows, it'll burn away in 20 minutes, okay? Whereas if you control the flue and don't hit it with the bellows and you put a piece of shagbark hickory in that fireplace, it'll burn for hours and hours. And humans are the same way. Some humans are burning themselves up really fast and others are burning almost imperceptibly. And you can get there. You can become one of those people that will burn almost perceptibly by taking in the right nutrients. Superoxide dismutase, trimethylglycine, glutathione, proanthocyanins, etc., that we know will do the job to get your inflammation down. And so they invited me to the conference in Costa Rica because they knew that our nutrition products were the best ones in the world at getting the inflammation down. And so they invited Boomers Forever Young and me as the representative to go there to work together with the instructors and the doctors that came for education on this aspect of health and longevity. It's nothing that will help make you live longer than getting your inflammation down below 0.5. And even the most famous of the integrative medicine doctors that write the books and have, you know, the most followings, millions of people, that's what they will tell you. Now, they don't necessarily have products as good as ours that will do the job as well, but they know that that's the main reason why people are aging. And they know that that muscle wasting we talked about before is primarily being caused by inflammation, right? And so this is the type of thing we enjoy helping people with, Rex. And if you look at the thousands of testimonials that we have, people talk about how they feel so much younger, they feel so much stronger, they're gaining muscle weight, and they're back at work, they're back going to the gym that they weren't able to do anymore. And all of that deterioration is not necessary anymore. Even without med beds, the science has improved enough where we can clearly live way past 85 in a healthy state. And as you can see from my staff and, you know, people like Dr. Gerber, I mean, guy's an animal and wouldn't go a single day without taking his Gladiator barley.
Yeah, that guy's ripped. And
he's a badass.
Yeah. You know, I'm just thinking with the med bed stuff also, I want to hear more about some of those technologies, at least what they are telling us it's going to do. I mean, you've studied them, right? Are they saying like frequency is they're going to put you in a bed and then they're going to shoot you with light and frequency kind of stuff, or?
Yes. Yeah, that's it. And also ultimately what's happening is they're altering your gene expression, which they have to do in order to accomplish what they're promising, okay? Because your genes have all the information for you to be a perfectly healthy human being, right? And for the most part, when people are young, 20, 25, up to 30 years old, you are. You don't have a lot of adult, you don't have heart attacks and strokes and cancer and Alzheimer's disease. Those are diseases of older people. Why? Because as you age, your genetic expression drops off. So a gene is just sitting there, Rex, and it's a code. It's like a blueprint, but it's wrapped up in a protein sheath that's shielding it, right? When a gene is expressed, a bit of that sheath is splayed open and your RNA comes, hovers over it and takes a photograph of it and comes into the cell and then calls for all of the components necessary to make that protein that was the code in that gene. Right. And you have code for over 100,000 different proteins in your genome. And constantly every day, nanosecond by nanosecond, the genes are being expressed through this unwrapping and closing and unwrapping and closing. And they're being copied. And then if you have the right peptides, amino acids, metabolic enzymes that you've taken in through your food, then you're able to manufacture very quickly and easily all these proteins. But as you age, parts of your genome stop being expressed as frequently or at all. For some reason, you just are not unwrapping that protein sheath as well as you used to. And this ultimately is what's creating aging. All right. Now, inflammation also damages your DNA itself. The inflammation, the superoxide, will penetrate that protein sheath and make cuts in your genes. So even if they are expressed, you don't have the correct code. And so you have to be able to keep that oxidative stress down so you don't damage your genes. And you have to constantly repair your genes. And that's why you need the right nutrients and antioxidants, right? So what they're saying with a MedBed is we're going to, with frequencies, restore your genes back to a place where they're no longer damaged, right? And in addition, your genetic expression is going to revert back to when you were 20 years old again, okay? And so what can we do right now that already will revert your genetic expression back to that of a 20-year-old? Well, the science is showing what exactly is it that is pinging that protein sheath to reveal that magic code for the proteins. And we know it's things like vitamin D. Vitamin D3 is expressing 25% of your entire genome, yet 95% of the people in the world are deplete in vitamin D. And a lot of it is because we don't go into the sun anymore because of the cancer scare. All right. So people are not making as much vitamin D as they used to. So you have to take it by mouth. All right. So everybody should be taking vitamin D and monitoring their vitamin D level so that they know that it's between 70 and 100, with 70 being the minimum. Right. The range that you see on the blood test is 20 to 100, right? 20 is way too low. You'll never express your entire genome if you're at a 20, not even close. So it's the very first thing that people need to do is to take that vitamin D, but also take your antioxidants so that you're not damaging your DNA, right? Now, there's other things too that stimulate your genetic expression, right? Polyphenols. That's why we know our flaxseed lignans work so well, because the lignans are polyphenols. They're plant compounds that activate your DNA. Resveratrol, the same thing. That's why they say the French paradox, the French drink red wine, but they're very healthy into old age, right? It's because the compound resveratrol in the red wine is activating a gene set for longevity. So there's all this research. It goes on and on and on. Genetic expression can fill 50 medical textbooks, right? But if you know the basics, you can participate. You can use these polyphenols. You can use antioxidants to prevent damage to your DNA. And as time goes by, more and more and more techniques for genetic expression that make it like you will be very young again are happening. Another one is light. So light is a big part of the MedBeds. Why? We know that genetic expression is created by light as well. And that certain bits of the spectrum, the near infrared spectrum, when they hit that sheath on your genome, it unwraps it. And so there's new technologies now with infrared light, near infrared light. One is called the Sunflower, which is from a company. Their website is Just Light, and it's specifically for helping with Alzheimer's disease. This is a very close semblance to a MedBed, because if you think you're going to take somebody with Alzheimer's disease, put them in a MedBed, and they'll be better. Well, guess what? With antioxidants and a sunflower, you can accomplish the same thing right now, right today, by going to their site and purchasing a sunflower. They're like $500 for this new light that's up for FDA approval for treating Alzheimer's disease. You can buy one right now. You can get antioxidants from us, and a MedBed will not do any better than that when the MedBeds are out. That's part of the technology. It's also a company called LifeWave, which reflects your own light. So our bodies are giving off light. We can't see it because it's near infrared. And that's how we give off heat, is in the near infrared spectrum. But there's a scientist that figured out with certain nanocrystals that he puts in these little Band-Aids, and you put it on the back of your neck, and it reflects the bit of the electromagnetic spectrum that's activating the gene, right? The genetic expression that makes a special copper peptide that makes your stem cells act young again, right? And so your body's constantly making new cells, new heart cells, liver cells, brain cells from your own stem cells, but they act old as you age. And instead of making 20-year-old stem cells with lots of copper peptide, you make them with no copper peptide. Now you can express and make that copper peptide. So the whole point being, there's many, many different technologies. These are just two of about 10 that I could go into that already are doing aspects of what they tell us a medbed is going to do. A medbed is one medbed fits all. It'll do everything. Okay. Well, what do we have right now that already does the same thing as a portion of the medbeds to come? And it's more than half of it, Rex. More than half of what they're promising is already in place that you can get right now today.
Bob, you know your stuff, man. Every time I talk to you, I'm like, wow, you school me. And I will share these videos with family and, you know, that are in the medical industry or retired from the medical industry. And they're like, yeah, he knows his stuff. He's good. So folks, just so you know, real quick, before we finish this up, 20% discount, use that code because that's a big discount and it's Rex20. So Rex20. And just real quick before we finish up, like, what would you recommend to somebody that wanted to not break the bank, but have a nice combo of, you know, products that'll be helping them as far as energy levels and just overall well-being?
What I would do right now, Rex, is get that combo we showed earlier, skin, hair, and joint combo. And you have to click on sale under all products. Yep. And then that first one that comes up, that's the one right there, because it gives you the collagen peptides. It gives you the metabolic enzymes. The antioxidants we were talking about are in that heirloom barley. And also the vitamin C is good for a lot of things, obviously, your immune system, et cetera. But it turns out in order to make those peptides into actual collagen protein, you have to have vitamin C. And so there it is. That's the combo that you need. There's no other company in the world that sells a combo like this that's as effective of making collagen protein than this right here. And I would start with that. And, you know, go to the boomerboost.com site. And be sure when you get there, when you get your order, put in that Rex20, and it'll be great. You'll become part of the team, because my staff, like Gene and Jim that we talked about, and Lucy and Ann and Stephanie, they'll call you, just like D. Brown, you know, and Ariane Andrew, former professional wrestler. These are people that have extreme needs for health and wellness, that our Jesse Arnett is a world champion MMA fighter that uses our barley product. Okay. And so these are some of the people. If you go back to the left, you'll see Rex D. Brown right next to Greg. Right. That guy was D right there, was the man that created the dabber. Right. So the dabber is when you see an athlete putting their hand over their face, and you'll see kids do this in Little League. They'll hit a home run and they'll cover their eyes as this signal. D created that, but he was the slam dunk champion back in like the 90s. And he had a signature dunk where he would take off from the foul line, cover his eyes with his arm, and dunk the ball. Now, when D got older, he got very overweight and out of shape, as a lot of basketball players do when they retire. And he commissioned us to help him get back in shape so he could dunk again, even though he's over 50 years old. And it worked. He showed us his before and after pictures, because he was with the Clippers in California, the LA Clippers. He was in charge of their G League team. And he sent us his Clipper ID before he started, and then he sent it the one after he was using the products, and it looked like he lost half a person. It was great. Anyway,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's the Blue Zones and MedBeds fire hose data dump for the day, Rex. And
cool.
Yeah, go to boomerboost.com and use Rex20 when you get your when you get that combo. Or anything else you want to talk, if you have a special issue or someone in your family has something going on, doesn't matter what it is, give a call to the office to the 800 number. It's 861-4609. And like I said, become part of our family, because we'll help you and we'll help your friends and your family too with information like we're talking about here today. And not only information, but we know how to connect you with all of these different companies, how to get a sunflower light, how to get stuff from LifeWave, how to get antioxidants, all that kind of thing we can help you with. And you can watch our YouTube lives, you can all the archives, you can watch our podcasts, and we have a lot of them, well over 100 different topics that we've put out now on YouTube lives, and also in the podcast world on Apple Podcasts and all like that.
That's what I'm talking about. Bob is being the change
the
world needs to see. Thanks, Bob. You're awesome, brother. Much appreciated, and have a great day.
Thank you, Rex.
Thank you.
My pleasure.